Yeah, verse 42.
זה נכנס אף על פי שאמרו אין תפוליו עם אחר נכנס, זה נכנס why? Because יובוי עשר של פסח שיש בקורס ויתחה עשר שאין בקורס. זוג תספץ שיוצריך לובוי להרבה איסלאמוי בשאר מקונר ולהכניס יודוי ולעזור. The reason he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash is because he has to get in his hands into the Azorah. The Mele, he's over on the Isur of going into Arabais. Yovei Eser Shel Pesach Ve'itche the Isur. But why? Because he has to come into the Azorah Ve'litel Min Adam Be'Bohimes. Frek Teisus Akash. Why it says that he's allowed to come into the Arabais? מחלוס בדור שישי וגזעות כפשוטו. על ימין שהוא שמאל. You have to listen? No, 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 come on, no, listen. No, 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 that the Maisa, the Metzoro, stands into the Arabais, he stands in the Shal Mikonoi, and he puts his hands into the Azor. Now, we know all of the Sheorim have a Aloche as they did the Azor. The Azor is Ezos Yisroel, Machne Shechina, and the Shar is Niskadesh. And all of the Sheorim have a Kedusha. But the Aloche is that Shar Mikonor is not Niskadesh, so the Metzoro, that is a Tvul Yoim, stands in Shar Mikonor, and he puts his hands into the Azor. Those are the Tzuras Advorim. The Metzora comes into the Arabais, he walks into the Shal Mikonor, and he puts his hands into the Azor. Shekol ha-Sha'orim niskatshu, ken amrim b'keit ha-Tzoylim, kol ha-Sha'orim niskatshu, chutz mishar ni-Mikonor, ששום Metzora עומד ומכניס יודי לבוינס. פרק טייספס, ואם טועים הר, לא מונימנו בשביל כך מלקדשו. לא מונימנו בשביל כך מלקדשו. Why do we not מקדש שער ני-Mikonor? What do you tell me? Because the Metzora needs to stand there. And he needs to put his hands into the Azorah. Frank Tesis, be Mekadesh Shor Nikonoi. So the Azorah will be moved till the edge of Shor Nikonoi. That it's the edge of Ezra's Yisroel. The Metzora will stand in Ezra's Noshim. And he will push his hands into the Shor Nikonoi. Alamol is the Aloch, we Mekadesh the Shor. The Aloch is we Mekadesh Ale Shor. So the Aloch is that we Mekadesh Ale Shor. So why do we not Mekadesh Shor Nikonoi? We Mekadesh Shor Nikonoi. And the man, he will stand in Shor Nikonoi, and he will put his hand into the Azor. This is Tesis Kasha. He will stand in Ezos Noshim, and he will put his hands in Shor Nikonoi. Zog Tesis Teitirutzi. Upir Shivom, the angel lifne Hashem. Doloi have ba'avir ha'azor. I want to be mad. Ez ha'aloche ve'omad ha'metzoiro lifne Hashem. Tesis means that his hands have to be lifnei Hashem. Vala's hands have to be lifnei Hashem. Taisus learns lifnei Hashem doesn't mean only the kedusha of Hashem. It means inside of the house of Hashem. The house of Hashem is only the Azor. You can make kedusha in the Sheorim that the Metzora is not allowed to stand there. Oh, but what is the house of Hashem? A person will make a kedusha to Azor here to be very kedush. A kohen is not allowed to stand there. Oh, but that's not the house of Hashem. The house of Hashem is based on Mikdosh. So the klolim, how it has to be, how big. The Azor is the house of Hashem. So while the Metzora has to have his hands lifnei Hashem, it's not enough that the Sheorim HaKdoshim. So his hands have to be inside of the house of Hashem. So now if you mekadesh the Sheorim, so now he has an issur to stand in the Shaar. So we will have to stand outside the Shaar. His hands will not reach the Azor. His hands will reach the Shaar. He will have Kedusha. Others will not be lifnei Hashem. So Val is the Aloha that chutz from that the Dam has to be, he has to be Mokum Kodesh. He has to reach Lifnei Hashem. If he will not be, if you'll be Mekadosh Lishor and Nikonor, he will never manage to put his hand into the Azor. And the Din of Lifnei Hashem has to be that his hands will reach the Lifnei Hashem. The door, even if it's Kodesh, it's not Lifnei Hashem. The house of Hashem is inside. נבדם זוג טייסס, מה פתאום? ואין נראה. די היה בקודש כקדוש עשה הזור, היה בשפיר לפני השם. איף די שערס קודש, נעשה סטיון לפני השם. ואין רבנותם, אין איך נעמי, איף די מקדש די שער, he could stand in Ezra's noshim, push his hands into the shower, they will put the dam on him and everything will be all right. So why did he didn't do it? ואין רבנותם, די עשוי בשביל תקונס מצרויים שיעמדו שם שיוגן עליהם השער בחם ובני החם ובקשר ובני הקשומים. Stand, they will be protected. The Mitzorim have to stand, it takes time, and if it's raining or it's sun, so they will stand under the shower. There's a slushing was open, this was closed, and mainly he was standing in the shower. So both of the Tirutim of Teisves learn that Be'etzem the Aloch is that his hands have to be Lifnei Hashem. Frek Teisves Mekadesh the shower, and he will stand outside and he will push his hands Lifnei Hashem. So Teisves, the hands have to reach the Azorah. And the shahr is not called Lifnei Hashem. For he says, no, if it's Kodesh, it's Lifnei Hashem. If it's not Kodesh, it's not Lifnei Hashem. Mekadesh it, he will stand outside, it will be Lifnei Hashem. So he says, just we want him to be in a protected place. Maybe we will not be Mekadesh the shahr, so he could stand in the shahr, and maybe he could put his hands into the Hazor. This is Tesis. The Briskerov came with a nupshat. I'll show you, it's a Rashi. Briskerov was medayik a poor verter in Rashi. But first, the boy knows the vote from the Briskerov to have the avon and the sport of Rashi. Briskerov gizok taze. He's cholek and tastes couple times. Zokter, the aloha that the mitzvah has to stand b'shari nikonor is not because he has to stuff his fingers into the azor, because he has to have his hands into the azor. The Gemara says that the soito also has to stand b'shari nikonor. Shari nikonor sheboi soito v'mitzvah oindim boi. The soita doesn't have to get her hands into the azor. So why is she standing in Shal Nikona? Maybe stop, a protected place. It's no sun there. Amar Bepashtas is a halacha that ve'emida koyen es ha'isho lifnei Hashem. Zog the Gemara is Shal Nikona. Zog the Briskerov, why the soita has to stand b'Shal Nikona? Why the Metzira has to stand b'Shal Nikona? V'ashteit ve'emida es ha'isho lifnei Hashem. ואמיד הכהן עשה איש המתאהר לפני השם. זאת בסקרוב הזה. דשאר, even if it's not קודש, it's called לפני השם. Forget, it's לפני השם. Front of השם. It's the door of the house of השם. So when you're inside the door, you're called לפני השם. So forget, go. This is called לפני השם. So the שאר is called לפני השם. So while the שאר is called לפני השם, is a din that the soito and the mitzvah have to stand lifnei Hashem. I want to explain. Not the fingers. The whole body needs to be lifnei Hashem. The man that takes his kash, his ogre biskerov, doesn't start. If there be mekadesh the shahr, so we will be standing in the Ezos Yisroel. He will push his fingers inside, he will not be lifnei Hashem. He has to have all of his body lifnei Hashem. Only when you're inside the door, that the door accepts you, it's the Pesach, to say to be lifnei Hashem. ונזה שתית ירושלמי סויטו, כל מוקים שנאמר לפני השם, שער ניקונר אומו. שער ניקונר איזה חפצב לפני השם. סובל איזה חפצב לפני השם, זה שער ניקונר איזה חפצב לפני השם. זה במילה, the מוקים of לפני השם, is this שער, this שער. במילה, the מצוירו and the סויטו have to stand there. חידוש א', חידוש א'. Now we'll go a step weiter. Well, this is called לפני השם. That's a hand good. Well, this is called Lifnei Hashem. So now I want to ask you a shayla. So why the Metzoiro has to push his fingers in? He's already, the Fitei says, the reason he's pushing his fingers in, because his fingers have to reach Lifnei Hashem. Right? The reason he has to push his fingers in, because the fingers have to reach Lifnei Hashem. Aber lefi the Rambam and Rashi, the Meskerov says the Rambam and Rashi, about to see where is the marker, he's already standing Lifnei Hashem. His feet are Lifnei Hashem. His head is Lifnei Hashem. His body is Lifnei Hashem. So why is he pushing his hands in? The Teretz is for a different reason. The Kedushas HaZor, we said, is not, the shahr is not Miskadesh. So if they will, if he will stay there, you're right, as Lifnei Hashem, there's no reason to push his hands inside. But it's a different reason. If he will leave his hands in Shal Nikonor, the dam could never reach him. Because if you take out the dam of the Azoro, the dam is Nifsal B'Yoytze. So the reason he has to put his hands inside is because the dam will not be Nifsal B'Yoytze. So if someone asks us why he has to put his hands inside, Lefit Deisus is two reasons. His first is the Din Lifnei Hashem. Even if it will not be Aloch of Dam Nifsal B'Yoytze. A step before the dam, Miyadi has to put his hands inside. Because he has to be Lifnei Hashem. And the, only the hands are rich, because Taisus learns the Shaar is not Lifnei Hashem. Not only that, the first Teretz learns, even if it's Kodesh, it's not Lifnei Hashem. Only the house of Hashem is Lifnei Hashem. Second Teretz also, if it will be Kodesh, it will be Lifnei Hashem. But Lemaisa, it's not Lifnei Hashem, Zok Taisus. So what is Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Taisus? The Azoro. So someone asks Taisus why he puts his hands inside. The Teretz is because he needs to be Lifnei Hashem. Lefid Rambam and Rashi Fakir, the whole body needs to be Lifnei Hashem. So the man, it's not enough to help the hands. No, the Teretz is, the Mokim Ashar, does say to Lifnei Hashem. So why you have to push your hands inside? I was already ate to the Lifnei Hashem. The Teretz is for a different reason. Because if I'll take out the dam will be Nifsal Beyoiz. Zog the Buskirov, this Dvorim are Mefuroshim, and Rashi and Zvochim Daf Lamed Beis. It's also Meduik by Rashi Bayos. But in Zvochim Lamed Beis, it's Mefuroshim Rashi. Rashi and Dibor HaMaschil, Ide veide. Zogt Rashi, he has to push his hands inside. Zvochen lamed beiz amud beiz. Sharei iye efshor lehoitzi dam ha'oshom lechalal ha'shar. It will not help to take out the blood, the dam, to chalal ha'shar. Sharei mifsal beyoitze. Rabbi Skirov, lo mezogin dam is not mifsal beyoitze. Aber he's not lifnei Hashem lefi teisus. Rashi came with the offer. Take out the dam and bring it to the shar. Rashi, if I will do that, the dam will be nifsal b'yoytze. Masha from Rashi, that if the dam will not be nifsal b'yoytze, Rashi has an eitze. Take out the dam and put it in the shell. The Torah says, Rashi learns he is lifnei Hashem. The man, he's standing lifnei Hashem. So his hands are already lifnei Hashem. The fifth day is first, you can't ask the kasha, take out the dam. It's a deal to put his hands inside lifnei Hashem. He can't, doesn't have to take out the dam. It's a deal, he needs to put his hands lifnei Hashem. You might also problem of Yoitze. But Rashi says, no, take out the dam and put the dam on him in the shah. And for Rashi, dam nifsal be Yoitze. So we say, shtei do in Rashi. That be'etzem si heis lifnei Hashem. But as they, we say in the whole Torah. So kum teiza, it's a double dike machlekes. Lefi Rashi, the whole body needs to be lifnei Hashem, and the shah gives us lifnei Hashem, even if it's not Kodesh. Because it's the shah of Hashem. No, why you put in the hands? Zaytik ezach nifsal b'yoytze. So it's no mokum to taste the kasha. They cannot be mekadesh shal mikoner. If the mekadesh shal mikoner, he can't come in. He'll be standing outside. He's bichlal not lifnei Hashem. Pushing in the hands doesn't help. The Melech Chazal would not mekadesh the shal, so he could be yoytze lifnei Hashem. The Saita could be yoytze lifnei Hashem. As the din yoytze, he has to put inside his hands. Taste this is cholik twice. See, he's nishkin lifnei Hashem the shal. Even if it's Kodesh, if it's the first Teretz, or if it's not Kodesh, if it's the second Teretz. Now, but mainly, they were not Mekadesh it, other because you need Lifnei Hashem to get to the Azore, other because the Kshomim. So, now, why you have to push your hands inside? Because you need to be Lifnei Hashem. Avadel, if you taste this also, you can't take out the dam now, because it's Nifsal B'yayitze. No, if it tastes the din Lifnei Hashem in the hands, and the Mokim Nesinas Adam has to be Lifnei Hashem. Not the person. The person doesn't have to stand on Lifnei Hashem. It's before the first Taisus. The first Taisus of Taisus says the Shaar is not called Lifnei Hashem. So why has the, only the Azor is called Lifnei Hashem? So only his fingers are Lifnei Hashem. And Rashi stated it is Lifnei Hashem. No, the Taisus says it's only because Yoitze. What? Taisus will learn that the Soita is standing there in his stomach just to be protected from the sun. Not as if he's Mashman Yerushalmi. What? Shteit lifnei Hashem, also Meteresh lifnei Hashem, but there's no din. There's no real din of lifnei Hashem. And the Chnabit, the Skirov brings down the Loshan Yerushalmi, Taki Mashma, that it's Mitzan lifnei Hashem. Taisus learns, and it's stuck in din for lifnei Hashem, Be'etzem. It's very shva. What? No, but the Seder doesn't have to put it inside her hands. I don't know. The Skirov said that she doesn't put inside her hands. I don't remember. Let me get weiter. Zog Taisus. Mutav Yovei Esther, what the Gemara says, that he's allowed to go into the Harabais, the first Chelik, he's allowed to walk into the Harabais, before he puts his hands into the Azoret. Why is he allowed to walk into the Harabais? Yovei Esther, יובי עשה שיש בקורס, ויתחה עשה שאין בקורס. תסס לשיטוס, we said, learns, עשי נשתוקן עשה תבול יוים, only a balkari is not allowed to go into Arabais. A tvul yoim of keri is allowed to walk into the Arabais. So what is the root of Yavo Yaseh? Taisus learns it's the Rabbono. So Taisus, lav mirsa de psikei. Yesh mekoimo sheemidu divreim b'mochim keres. Kena amririm b'psochim b'parik o isho. Elo kan lo yonir elech achomim lehamid. Chidosh of the sugi shelo yeemidu divreim. Not all of all the raisa is doicha de Rabbono. Amol Chazal, when metaken takones, even if you lose a mitzvah deraisa, Chazal is stronger than takones. Not bechol mokim eimidu divreya. Here Chazal, when maimi divreya. Here Chazal, when maimi divreya. Frek Rab Kiveiger, a starke kash. The blue Rab Kiveiger, it's about a couple times, and Kushis Atzumis from Rab Kiveiger. Frek Rab Kiveiger, he doesn't understand. Now be mazbo shtekla, but Kiveiger writes that barachov at the kash. Not Rab Kiveiger has it. What is the normal case of a midu divreya? The marshal, a person is allowed to do Pesach. Or but things that he could have taken care of before Shabbos, so also be'etzim l'mais, if he didn't do them, now we let him to do it with their eyes. L'mais, he needs to do a Pesach. Or a bris milah. Some shittas. Even if he didn't prepare it before Shabbos, l'mais, now he needs to do a bris milah. Chazal said, machshirin, that you could have done before Shabbos and you didn't prepare, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. So if you didn't prepare yourself for the bris or for the Pesach before Shabbos, don't do the bris. So they were maimi divreim. Now the person is not makiv kol Pesach. Midei raisa is allowed. Miduch hachomim divreim. So what is the gather? You're not allowed to do melocha stam in Shabbos. Chazal said this is like doing a melocha in Shabbos. So they were maimi divreim. Even though midei raisa you're allowed to do this melocha. Chazal midu divreim, but you're not allowed to do this melocha. Now, lo mitrachen in our sugya. A balkeri is allowed to go into the Arabais or not? He's not a tvulyoy. Balker, he has to do Korban Pesach. Yobay Esther shel Pesach, ve'itcha Esther she'en b'koras. Right? A balkeri without going to the mikveh. Yobay Esther shel Pesach, and it's doicha Esther from Arabais. Right? As I state in Rashi. Rashi learns it's doicha Esther, and even so, the Esther of Pesach is doicha the Esther of Arabais. Now, with the Rabbonon, even if he went to the mikveh, he's stoned with the Rabbonon. But how much he's stoned with the Rabbonon? Kiyo, he didn't go to the mikveh. Even if he didn't go to the mikveh, the Esser Pesach is derech ha-destumeh. So what was the tzad of Teisves, she'yamidu divreyem b'mochim teirem? I'll be mazmeh. When is he'yamidu divreyem? You're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. No, for mitzvahs mile, you mutter. Chazal said, this is not called mitzvahs mile. Because it's machshirim. So even with the Raisa Machshirim, Chazal made Machshirim, Kilo it's not a chelik from the Mitzvah Smilah. So it's Kilo Chilu Shabbos. Chilu Shabbos, you can't do Chilu Shabbos in Shabbos. Hear what Chazal said. Tvul Yoim, the Keri, ke Keri. He's a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri alein, Yovoy Esa Shal Pesach, Veyidche Esa Shal Keri. But as Eshti Din Rashi, that if a person is a Baal Keri, the Esa from Pesach lets him to walk into the Arabais. So Lefi Rashi, the Sugi Ret of the Raisa. Lefi Teisus, the sugiret of the Rabbonon. So Teisus, Rabbonon, how a person is allowed to be over Yisro the Rabbonon to do a mitzvah? Lo yemidu divreyem. Sometimes Chazal yemidu divreyem. Here's from the places that Chazal will not mind me divreyem. And even though you're over Yisro the Rabbonon, they let you to do the mitzvah. For example, Kiveger, for sure they will let me to do the mitzvah. What is the way that they will not let me to do the mitzvah? When you say yemidu divreyem, it's a new Yisro. Let me tell you, it's a Yisro to walk in the street with the Rabbonon. Chazal made a Yisro. To do the mitzvah, I have to go through the street. The clothing of Esa Deicha Leisa said, Deicha the Rabbanon. Chazal said, Osu Chizuk Leshul Divrayim, you're not allowed to do it. Here, what they did, they made a Tvul Yoim, Kiyu is a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri Alei. Yovei Esa Shul Pesach, Beitche Keri. How it could be, the Tvul Yoim, the Keri, will be better from Tvul Yoim, from Baal Keri himself. So what is the tzad that will say, Emidu Divrayim? How you could say, Emidu Divrayim here? What's past the Emidu Divrayim? Emidu Divrayim passed when the Isu is a different Isu. Chazal mechadesh a new Isu, and I have to be over at the Rabbanu to mekayim a mitzvah. Chazal ma Emidu Divrayim, but Chazal lo yeh Emidu Divrayim. That is the Shaykh. Kibbeke bleibt shmer. The Chazinish said pshat. This Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, he heard alone from the Chazanish Pshat in this basis. He says the Sefer Masas HaMelech, he heard it from Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, and he brings it down. Shivan Panovich. Now he heard from the Chazanish Pshat in this basis. The Etzem Avot, Rabbi Nochem also declared the Chakir. But the Chazanish said it Pshat in Tesis to Miyashav Rabbi Kibayegir's Kasha. And I want to be Masbir. It's a Zach Chakir. We'll see it. It's a couple times in the Sugya Mineve Bey. What is the gather that midrabbonon tvulyon de keri ke keri? Bepashtas. Bal keri is tome, he's not allowed to go into the whole Arabites. If he goes to the mikveh, lefi Rashi it's isur deraisa. Lefi tanekame, lefi Rabbi Yechon isur derabbonon. Lefi teisa it's only isur derabbonon. Aber midrabbonon is muta. Lefi Rabbi Yechon. Chazal say tvulyon de keri ke keri. So the first answer is, midrabbonon if you go to the mikveh, the tume is off. With the Rabbanon till the night. Because when you're Tvulyoim, Biza Erev Shemesh, the Tumah doesn't go off. This is the Poshta Vek. Then Rabbi Kivayegis Kasha is Eisen. Balkeri himself, you're allowed to do it. Chodosh Eitim Rashi. Yobo Yetzir Shal Pesach, Ve'itcha Yetzir Shal Balkeri. So Tvulyoim the Keri is a tzad of the Emidu Divreyim? As another Nahalach to learn. Chazal asked Tvulyoim the Keri, not because they said, Oy, Balkeri himself is also, you're right that he went to the mikveh, we look at it till the night, kilu, it didn't happen. We say something else. A tvulyoy, forget about the Balkeri. He's allowed to go into to the Azorah? To the Machmash Shechina, he's allowed to go in? No. This is our Gemara, you have to come to Ishtari. Even the tvulyoy is allowed to go into the Arabais Midereise, or Midrabonon is also, but to go into the Azorah, that's a Shechiv Koras. And you have to come to Ishtari. On Ishtari, he can't put his fingers inside. So to go into the Azore, Tvulyoim is not allowed to. Chazal made a archoke to the Isur of the Azore. And they said, why the Tvulyoim is not allowed to go into the Azore? We're spreading the Isur a little bit out. Again. The first side is, Balkeri, we said, Midereise is not allowed to go in nowhere. A Tvulyoim, Lefi Rabbi Yechonon, is allowed to go in till Machmash Shechina. But with the Rabbanon, he's not allowed. So the Pashas with the Rabbanon, it's kilu, he didn't go to the mikveh. Then Rabbi Kivayegir afraid, good. Even if he didn't go to the mikveh, he's allowed to go in. What is the tzad that if he went to the mikveh with the Rabbanon, it'll be more chomer from the Deiraisa? So can he say? But there's another reason to say. The reason they asked that the Tvulyoim the Keri is not the Tvulyoim the Keri Kekeri, like Lashon Rashi. No, the reason they asked that the Tvulyoim of Keri is because they said, as a Tvulyoim the Keri, to the Azori is not allowed to go in, the Shpitz inside. So they made a Archoke. Not only to the inside is not allowed to go in, even a little bit out is also not allowed to go in. Archoke to the Harabais. Now, why is not allowed to go into the Azori? If he goes into the Azori, it's Chayiv Koras. Right? It's a Chayiv Koras to go into the Azori. So they made a Archoke to the Chayiv Koras. If they made a Archoke to the Chayiv Koras, so b'meile, if midu divreim kishel teiro, so if he walks in, it's ki'ilu is over the Yisur Koras. If the archoke is tvul yoim de keri, ki keri, so we're saying the keri alone is allowed to walk in, esad echaleisase, esad echaleisase shein bekoras, the tvul yoim de keri for sure is allowed to walk in. But if we say that the tvul yoim de keri is gzeire, or to the inside, while in the azor, the tvul yoim is not allowed to go in, chazal spread the Yisur, and they said not only that he's not allowed to go into the Azore, he's not allowed to go in even before. Then, we could say, as maybe the Tvulyoim, when he walks into the Azore alone, he's Chayev Koras. So if he emitu divreyem, so b'meile, to walk into the Arabais, it's also like a Chayev Koras. So as maybe Esa is not doiches Esa sheyesh bo Koras, Esa will not be doiches this Esa also. So Reb Nochem, we're going to Reb Kivayegir, said that this Sofek is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis and our sugi. Rashi state in Zvochim Keseder, Tvulyoim de Keri ke Keri. This is the gather. Mid Rabbonon, it's Keilu, he didn't go to the mikveh. Lefi Tesis, it's not the gather Keilu, he didn't go to the mikveh. It's our choke to go into the Azore. What is the Raya? The Raya is very poshut. And Rashi state in Dibur HaMaskul Afalpi, the Tvulyoim Achar de Keri, Eino Nichlas Larabais, the kol tvulyoim areyu betume adayim letrume lekotchim velemigdosh. The tvulyoim the keri has the same halachas of keri. From where he's not allowed to walk in? Rashi says in Zvochim, the whole machne leviyu? Because midar rabbonom, they made him ki'ilu, he didn't go to the mikveh. So I say, if a person that went to the mikveh, didn't go to the mikveh, is not allowed to go into the whole Machmir Leviyah, the Tzvul Yoyim also is not allowed to walk into the whole Machmir Leviyah with the Rabbanah. In Teisa state clause that only the Machmir Israel, or Machmir Noshim, Israel Noshim is not allowed to go in, or but the Chayil to different places, Teisa says clause that he's allowed to walk in. He brings a Mishnah, yet not a Rashi, or Miyashiv the Mishnah. But this is in the Ramasr of Veror Keri, and this is the Ramasr of Yechonon, he brings the Mishnah and Kelim, that the Tzvul Yoyim is allowed to walk in to Chayil. He's not allowed to walk in to Ezra's Noshim. Why? Tzvul Yoyim the Keri ki Keri. The Torah says, Rashi learns they made a mamish like a Baal Keri. Tezis learns it's not mamish like a Baal Keri. It's a Al-Choke Otu de Azore. So they made, you're not allowed to go into the Azore, they spread it. Only till the end of Ezra's Noshim, not till the end. Lefi Rashi, they spread the Yisur of Tzvul Yoyim, they didn't spread it. They said even that he went to the mikveh, even that he went to the mikveh, Tkilu didn't go to the mikveh. Now, it's Poshe. Want to mazur shtikl move with Pshat. It's not Stam. Lefi Rashi, the first man the Omar holds is Deiraisa. If it's Deiraisa, he's not allowed to walk into the whole Machmir Leviyah. Comes the second one, Rabbi Yechon, and says, I hold it to be the Rabbono. Mistaba, he's talking in the same thing that the first man the Omar is talking. The first man the Omar is talking in the Isuf from Tzvul Yoyim the Keri Kekeri with Deiraisa, it doesn't help. So the second one holds with the Rabbanon, it doesn't help. As if it doesn't help with the Raisa, it means the mikveh is garnish. So with the Rabbanon, the mikveh is garnish. Mashengel, if it is, everyone is handling the Rabbanon. So mechet teisa to learn that the gather of Tzvul Yoyim is, that he's also in the ganze Machmir Leviyah, nish mistaber as it. But if it is, it's a new gather. If it's a new gather, so teisa, so the chidush of the sugya is, that I would think, hey, midu divrei, memokim teire, they made a new isur, a gzeire, auto that he will go into the Azore, but mele midu divrei b'mokum teire. So this is not, they didn't make it zera. Lefi Rashi is in ishto azar eb bichlal. Even if it's a rabbonon, avada lo yem midu divrei. As they be, it's doichet in the reise, it's doichet in the rabbonon. Lama said the next thesis, it's vayto the zelva machlekes Rashi with thesis. Rabbi Yechon amod vateir afilu esa en boi. Rabbi Yechon lo yosel afluge abraise. The lav tonu, ke demucha beperikam edu ksubes. The mishani ad rav tonu bepolik, vle boi kshnoach el Rabbi Yechon. So Taisa says it can be that he's choylik in the Braise. We said Rashi learned that he is choylik. Taisa himself says Avagav the Yeshlitris the Rabbi Yechonon he must listen to the Kelim that Nan as a snoshim mikudesh shein tuvul yoyim nichas l'shom aval barabayis v'chayel shori v'ayin v'rabono dimi the Raisa osu likon as Machmir Leviyah. And ken barabayis namen litzon Pesach Rabayis al shar nikon o Machmir Leviyah ki dalem et isefte. Mikon mokoyim ein nire de pligi ha Braise de ocha must listen to the Kelim. Elo Rabbi Yechonon lefirush ha Braise osu the Esed Ektoni Lav Davke. And again, it's the Loike Rashi. Rashi learns that it's a Machleikis. And this is the last line of Taisis also. V'lamishum the Sabah Rabbi Yechon Tvul Yoyim the Zav Lavke Zav Domi. It's no Shaychus, it's a different Shaychus. And Megabe Shiluach Machnes, it's a Din de Rabbono. Rashi Zog Mefurash Nishtazel. The Shaychus of Tvul Yoyim the Zav Kezav, or Tvul Yoyim the Zav Lavke Zav. This is the Machleikis Rashi and Taisis. Lamezen, the next Taisis. Now, Rabbi Yechonon holds that it's the Rabbono. Rabbi Yechonon holds that it's the Rabbono. Why? He learns out from a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vayamud Yehoshafat Bikal Hashem, Bikal Yehuda, Lifnei HaChotzer HaChadosho. Mai Chotzer HaChadosho? Shechitshu Badvorim. Va'omru, Tvul Yoyim Lo Yikonis. Frek Teisves, Vim Toimar, Milonon Shechitshu Mitvul Yoyim. Dil Mechitshu Mitmemes Atzmai. They said they were mechadish that some people are not allowed to walk in. Mechatez is the gate of Tzvul Yoyim. Emshah is the gate of Tzvei Mes. V'yashleima the mashmi shel lichitshu ala lachotzer. V'chotzer ayinu ezras noshim. V'lu Tzvei Mes osur afilu b'chay. But lefi Rashi it's not a kasha b'chlal. Because Tzvei Mes has different halachas. Fakir, the pashtes is chotzer ha-chadoshe do a mechadish that the zelbe halachas that are noig midei reise are noig in midei rabbonin in the Tzvul Yoyim. So that's the pshut of Dvorim. The fifth thesis is that it's new takones. Frank thesis is mecha thesis der takone, efshar ander takone. So what, that's the herrschte chelik of the Gemara, how he's allowed to walk into the Harabais. After he walks into the Harabais, frag the Gemara in Zvochim, but how he pushes his hands inside? Bishleim leman da omart bias mikzas lo ishmo bio. So besedah, he walked into the Harabais. Now he comes to Shan the corner and he pushes the fingers into the Azorah. Aber leman de omar bias mikzas shmo bio. Frag the Gemara, what is the heter to push his hands inside?
And for the Gemara, Oy ve ishtere ishtere.
Val is allowed to do it because he's a metzayro. He's allowed to do it also for the Baal Keri. That's the Gemara.
Frek teisis akash.
Pirush, Omar Ule, Mata, Kev, on the Bias Mikta Shmo Bio, Mata, Mitiru Chachom Leach Nisiyonav Leboinus. Frank Tayser beim Taimar ve Kevon de Shmo Bio ve Afilo Och Yishori Miktsas Mishum Di Efshar Bin Yan Acher Im Ken Kuloi Nami Lishteri Frank Tayser Starke Kasher If En Le Mad Oma Bias Miktsas Lo Shmo Bio So why is he allowed to put his hands? Because Ishteri So why he only has to push up his hands? Let him to go in completely Anyway Le Mad Oma Bias Miktsas Shmo Bio He's anyway doing the Aveire So why he can't go in completely? And it has to be that he's not allowed to. They didn't want him to walk in completely. They wanted him only to put his hands inside. So why, if anyway, Chazal is over on the Isuf Bias Miktas, so why only Bias Miktas is Mutter? Let him to go in completely. Let him to go in completely. And for this is Zwei Terutzim. The first Terutz, we are Shleimar, Einachanami, he needs to do Miktas. Loi Nicha Lei Shiyitche Bias Kuloi. נכסיב בהדיה, ולמקדוש לא יסובוי. אבל בי אסמיקצס לא יכסיב בהדיה, אלו מהקי שגומר לא הוסום. מה נגיע במקצס, if you touch one place it's תומה, שמו נגיע, אף בי אסמיקצס שמו בי. What is the first terrace? I'm not in the terrace. What was the kasha? If anyway he's over on בי אסמיקצס, let him to walk in completely. So it says, yeah. Oh, but to go in completely is a מפורש הפסוק. To go in a little bit, it's a drosha. It's better to be over on a drosha from to be over on a mefurish pasuk. So mechudesh the ketesis. We know that medarsh on a drosha is kilu shteit in teira. But we found it a couple times in Chazal. Yofes sichosno shel avde yofes yoisom mitirosom shel bonim. The teira spoke it out. See, when the teira speaks out something, it gives it a chashivus. The Rambam says in the Klolim that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he only is moine mitzvahs at mefurish in teira. Mitzvahs that come from droshas, he didn't put it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ran in the Dorim and Afre says that Mushba Voiner Me'er Sinai is only a state in Teire. What comes out from the Drosha, we don't say Mushba Voiner Me'er Sinai. So we see that a Mefurish Bateire hot a Hashivus. As long as Mefurish Bateire has Epis a Hashivus. One terms. Oid Yeshleimar, Kevon de Epsher al Yedei Bias Mikzas, im Ikones Kuloi Chayev, Mide de Haver Yoderich Tzor Veboloi Ba'aruka. Zorik Teisus another chidush. As a gemara, if a person is inside the Arabais and he becomes tamed, and he has two ways to go out, lama zogin will take him the same time. If it takes more time, it's a different problem. As one way, very short, but you know, dear, it's mamash. You have to push and shtuk to get out. Yeah, he's tamed. Everyone is in Bisa Mikdush. No one will move for him. Yeah, he has his tamed. No one is listening. So he has to shtup his way out. So it's a very short way, but there's a lot of shtuping. It will take him 5 minutes to go out. He could just go around the whole Bisa Mikdash and go out from the side. The Gemara says if he goes out from that way, it takes him also 5 minutes. But there's no stooping. The Gemara is chayev. Because he was walking in more places than Bisa Mikdash. While he's walking in more places than Bisa Mikdash, he's chayev. I say the Marcheshes and Simon Dalet is masbir. But we're not talking that Baba Arucho means more time. If it's more time, it's chsavir za'aveir. So it takes the same zachir. He has a heter of Bias Mikdash. If he does be a skuloi, it's the Baba Arucho. The Mele, it's more. As if he's walking in Bisa Mikdash extra is also. So the Mele to bring all of his body inside is also us. So what is the machlekes? The first Teretz didn't like the same. So I give out the Keteretz. I'm allowed to put my hand. If I walk the same thing, I'm not allowed to make a circle in Bisa Mikdash. I have to go out right away. And if I make another circle, I'm chayev, even if it's the same time. Because I walked in more places. So taste as a kasha, be a smiktash, why am I not allowed to go in completely? Is that the second teretz, a poshna teretz? Because if I walk in completely, I'm walking more. So I shayna teretz. Vos ha de roshna teretz? So if I do the teretz, it's veta teretz. Erzog good. If I walk in, be a skuloi, this is a little bit, this is a lot. So I'm walking more. Is the Allah of a person has to walk out short, he's not allowed to walk more. So what was the Hersh the Teretz? Nish gizog the Teretz. So stark a kasha. Zog Rebel Chonon, the machlekes in both of the Tzirutzim is as a. The Hersh the Teretz learns the reason Bias Mikzas is also because we say Ki'ilu bo kuloi. That's the halacha. Bo Mikzas Ki'ilu bo kuloi. We're looking at Ki'ilu, he came in completely. That's the halacha of Bias Mikzas Shmo Bia. The man, the Abba Bias Mikzas Shmo Bia holds, if he walks in a little bit, Ki'ilu he walked in completely. The Mele, what you'll answer me? That it's Baba Arucha? But what do you answer? It's Baba Arucha? Bias Mikzas, he ate that he came in completely. May the first time it's halt, there's no difference to walk in. Bias Mikzas is Ki'ilu, you did the whole thing. If you walk in another place, this is another place. But if you're not walking in another place, Mele, does she gemacht the Bias Kula? The second Teretz holds, Bias Mikzas is also, well, the Mikzas is also. Mele, if you do more, you're doing more. There's no heter to do more. As I learned Rebbe Chana. So the first Teretz holds, Bias Mikzas Shmobiyah, the Pshat is, Ki'ilu Bakulai. And if it's Ki'ilu Bakulai, Mele, if it's Ki'ilu Bakulai, Mele has no left answer that it's Bolei Ba'arucha. No reason, anyway, it's Ki'ilu Bakulai. So Frank Day is a good Akasha. So why only has to, why is only Mutter to go in a little bit, let him to go in completely? Like they says, this is Mefurish B'Teire, this is not Mefurish B'Teire. Mashiach in the second Teire learns, Bias Mitzah Shmo Bia Mitzad Atzma. It's Ki'ilu Bakulai. Ki'ilu Bakulai. Ki'ilu Bakulai. Ki'ilu Bakulai. Hashem looks at it like he's inside. So it's no reason not to walk inside. When a person is in one place, when a person is in one place, he's not in the other place. Why more Tameh? Into Beis Hamikdash, what is the difference? He put his hands, Kilu, he walked in. So there's no reason not to walk in. It's Kilu, he walked in, so he walked in. It's like, they just see, but it's not before Shmatoi. The second time, it's not Kilu, he walked in. He only walked a little bit, and thus is also. So if you do more, it's like taking a bigger round in Beis Hamikdash. Where's the Nafkamina? Where's the Nafkamina? What would be if a person is, he comes to the Bahamas? He has to be makpid just to push his finger inside, or he's allowed to push in his whole hand? He wants to push in the whole hand. Sach gishmaka. Fingers, you have to understand, because if the kohen is nervous, so if, you know, if the dam goes out a little bit, so nifsal b'yayis. So, the shayla is, he has to mamash put, you know, the fingers, a second, not more, because if you put the fingers a bit more, you're already not allowed to. Not the belt, it's telling the two terutzim and taste. That's what Azad Rav said. It's telling these two terutzim and taste. But if you're the first terutz, why not? Be'etzem, Bias Mikzas Kilo I went in, legamre. Why not to walk in legamre? Mefurish and Teire. Bias Mikzas is not Mefurish and Teire. My whole hand is weiter not Mefurish and Teire. Bias Kula is Mefurish and Teire. Bias Mikzas. So a little bit Mikzas and a lot of Mikzas, Semach Mishtoitz. Or will the second terutz that Bias Mikzas Shmo Bia, not Kilo I went in completely. And everything that I'm adding. So the same thing, I'm not allowed to make a whole big circle. A half a circle is also adding. So if I'm pushing my hands a little bit more in, so vital my hands are going in, so I'm vital adding in based on English. So even to push my hands a bit more, also will be awesome. Huh? It's Leisha Manu that he has the medactic in Gamsen. So is a stipler in Zvochim Chofdalet. He wants to tiny the loiker in Afkimina that we say. And I think the way we're learning Lechur, we'll learn like this Nafkamina. What? I heard once from Tzvi Cheshin, he told us that this Hesish can to add. To walk in completely, he has to add. The hand a bit, Tesis means if he walks in, they'll say that he's adding. Dulia de Baba Arucha. It's not the guy to Baba Arucha. He's standing in the same place. If he walks the whole body in, it's a different step. So, that's what the nafkamina is, yogurt and nafkamina. The Achronim bring back a raya, how to learn if it's a bias, if the getter of bias mikzas is, if the getter of bias mikzas is ki'ilu bo kuloi, or not ki'ilu bo kuloi, bring a raya from Tesis in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Beis. The Stifler brings it down. Tesis says that in a beged, we don't say bias mikzas shmo bi. If you have a beged tomer, you're also not allowed to bring him to Beis HaMikdash. Dear, only if you bring in the whole beged. But if you bring a chelik from the beged, it's not also. We don't say bias mikzas shmo bia. So it faces why? Because in a person, you say if he puts in his hand, it's kiilu he came in. But when a beged comes in, mechet teset kiilu come in, he could take a scissor and cut it. A person can cut his hands. So if he puts a little bit in, ki'ilu, all of him is in. You say ki'ilu, all of him is out. But ki'ilu, all of him is in. And a beggar, ma'ashe b'fnim b'fnim, ma'ashe b'chutz b'chutz. If bias mikzas is also, because bias mikzas shma bia, and a beggar also. If I can't, because I could cut the beggar, there's even more reason to bias mikzas. So what? But the ma'ashe, now it's not a beggar. Now it didn't go in. It's a bias mikzas. But it's a bias mikzas now. It's one beggar, and it's only mikzas. Bias mikzas shmo bia. Lo shmo bia or shmo bia. It's a aloha bias kuloi. Bias mikzas is not chayav. That's the aloha. You have to have bias kuloi. So Tesis, in a beggar, you don't say bias kuloi. Why? Because you could cut it. If bias mikzas is mechayav, I saw interesting that Avnezer, sorry, some elected me down also, that Avnezer has a tshuva. It's a savada nishka ze belomda. Well, I saw some big people bring it down, so we can talk this doch eichet. That, you know, a lot of klalis, we are speaking alamol and bias mikzas and the azor. You have to know the same isur of bias mikzas also goes on the harabais. Right? We know we are tmei meisim, at least. Yeah? And also, people are also bedar klal a baal keri. Because even if you go to the mikveh today is not a mikveh that is mitar midei reise, avad mit chatzitza, mit ala, mit chfifa, mit ala halachos, mit tefillah dei reise. So mele lemaise chazal v'goyzer, we're not allowed to go into the har habayis. Other as memeisim, other as balkaris. So no one goes in. But the oilam ha-makbid also, not only not to go in, also not to do a bias mikzas. What is a bias mikzas? If you put your fingers into the koysel, you're doing a bias mikzas. The Fidim and the Omar, that the Mekadesh, not only the inside of the wall, even the Mokim of the wall. So it's Machlekes, if the Mekadesh only the inside of the Chalal, or as if the Mekadesh the Sheorim, the Mekadesh the Mokim of the wall. So while we choishes to the Shitas, the Mekadesh also the wall. So maybe most people that are Yerushamayim, it's Mekdosh Yitirohu, they don't put the fingers inside, because Bias Mikzas. So now the Nezer wanted to bring down a Kulit. If Bias Mikzas is Kilu, the whole thing went in, it says in the crack, you can't put the whole body there. So there's no bias mikzas. Bias mikzas is only in a place that you could soon bring in the whole thing here. So when there's a door, even if it's a closed door, it could come in. It's a wall here. When you can just make a pritzas in the chayma. No. I'm doesn't mean that the crack's open. I think it's part. Meisus Avnei Nezel zok in tshuva. I don't remember the in your day. Avnei Nezel says avadim nishkase. And this bringing from the Avnei Nezel how vite. He wanted the Nemtzach on the Tzad, that Pshat Ki'ilu Nichnas Kuloi, it's mamish, we look at it, Ki'ilu Zgiben. Why I'm saying it? Nishkan Stam. I just want, with this, just that maybe you could hear better the first Tzad of Reb Elchanan. What Reb Elchanan explained in the first Teretz of Tesis, when you see the Reb Elchanan alone, it's not Nishkan Argoshi. Reb Elchanan said, what is the Pshat in the first Teretz? Vali learns it, Ki'ilu, he went in, Sinishtogin, it's no issue to add, to go in. We mamish look at it, Ki'ilu, he's inside. So maybe goes in of Kimin, if he goes in, this is Rabbi Chanan learned. That the first Teretz learned B.S. Mikzas, it's Kiyilu he went in completely. So maybe goes in of Kimin, maybe Teis says the same, Mifush, Batei Rein, Mifush. The second Teretz learned, it's Yisur Farzich, maybe when you're adding to go in, it's more adding. Was it Rabbi Chanan the first Teretz learned? It's Kiyilu Mamish he walked in. But maybe it's not of Kimin if he really walks in. So Rabbi Chanan took that lumnus that it's Mamish Kiyilu he did it, and it's not to Yisefes Yisur. So they took this Avone, weiter and to say, and only in a place that Lemaisi you could go in. If it's not in a place that Lemaisi you could go in, so it's Takis and Shtokin. Say, and we don't have to check Befoyal if the person could go in or Befoyal the person cannot go in. For example, Avnezer Avad is Senor Adeye. Yeredet Simon Tofnun. Lassen wir gehen zurück zu unserer Gemara. So, what is the tenets of the Gemara? That the Metzora is allowed to put his hands inside. Hoil ve ishtere bias mikzas legabi de isur of Metzora. Ishtere de bias mikzas klabi de isur von Keri. So while we say hoil ve ishtere ishtere, the Mele, the Gemara wants to say, val de ishesach is muter, da chusisho is also muter. This is the source of the Shmaise. Val de ishesach is muter, da chusisho will also be muter. And then the Gemara in a second will ask some kashas. Aber der Modus Asugi der Liebe der Ulewas, Matam Oil, Wutar le Zoras, Wutar le Karyoi, sagt Rashi, Alme, Oil, we Ishtere, Chadisure, Ishtere, Nami, Ahude Gabei, und Mele sagt die Gemara, why I need a Postig of a Leo, and Achus Isha cannot do Yibum, because I would think, Oil, we Ishtere, Isha Sach, Ishtere, Achus Isha. And of them, the Gemara will come to fight the Kasha Tainach. Before we see the Kasha of the Gemara of Tainach, Frek the Welt a Kasha. And this is a kushi atzuma. We'll say a mahalach. The shaylef is the mokum to miyashiv it anders. Frek the world. We mentioned already a pomol. The Belchon brings down in Simon Tes, Darchove. That is two shittas how yibum works. Shittas atesis we know. Yibum is from the parsha from Esa Deichaloises. So that's a mehebzachon coming zurück to unsere sugyas. Yibum is Esa Deichaloises. Yobai Esa shel Yibum ve'itche Yisur Eishesach. Shittas HaTesis, Gimel Amud Beis, Heiz Amu Hei Amud Beis, and Nun Beis, that the gather, and Nafmem Amud Beis, that the gather from Yibum is, the Yisur, Yibum is Doiche the Yisur Eishesach. And Rashi we said, the Eishesach was never Nesar le Yibum, but it also could be from the parasha of Yibum, Yibum is Doiche Eishesach. So, Hoil ve'ishter Eishesach, Sal Kedai Toch, Ishter Eachus Isho. Hoil ve'ishter Eishesach, Ishter Eachus Isho. Es kann sein. Dort, Shita Sayad Rama, in Sanhedrin und Gimel, Simon Aleph has all the Shittas klar. The Yad Rama says, that the gather of Yibum, that it's Mutter, when Hashem asked the Shesach, he only asked the Shesach sheyesh lebonim. A Shesach sheyesh lebonim was never also. It's Hutar Michloloi. He brings down the Rabban and Teras Ha'odom. Hallo, der Erbe ist doch hier in Segal und Mokim schön Yibum. So, it's a shame if it's mit din Esser der Geleise selber zu Hutro le Gamre. But in der Ramban and in der Rambam in Tshuve und Rabbi Chaim brings them down later in Chassim el Amid Vov, Tshuve sa Rambam and the Rambam writes down that the gather is that the Yishasach was never Nesar the Mokim Yibum. It's Hutar Michloloi. It's Hutar Michloloi. This is the reason the Yad Rama and Sanhedrin from Gimel, he asked Tesis Kasha, learn out from Yibum that Esa is Deichaloisese. This was the Tesis Mahalach, and the Rishonim answer is no Tzatman out from Yibum. Yibum together is that Eishesach was never Nesa of Mokim Yibum. Frag the world, if Eishesach was never Nesa of Mokim Yibum, was pass me the Ishtere Ishtere? Ishtere Ishtere only passes if the Eishesach is also, like we said yesterday in Shir. That the Metzoro, when he's allowed to walk into the Arabais, when he's Mechusar Kippurim, that's Nishkin Ishtere. That will say, if the Metzoro doesn't have the Isu to walk in, the Balkari also. That's Nishkin Ishtere. The Metzoro was never also when he's Mechusar Kippurim. When he puts his fingers into the Azoro, we really, he's not allowed to do it. Just we let him to do it because he needs to be Metor. Mit the Hai Ishtere, Hai Ishtere. If Astoyar is Aveir. You're not allowed to marry a Goethe. But Ishtere, Ishtere. Tumah utra b'tzibur. You're not allowed to be aived b'tumah. But if it's a tzibur is a heter, hoi v'ishtere ishtere. But if we're learning pshat that the gedder of Eishesach is, that Eishesach was only nesar sheyesh lebonim. But sheyesh lebonim, it's not nesar, nishtazei v'teisis. In teisis v'mitum si nishtazei. That the gedder is, that it's a eser d'chaloisese. Hutro mikreach tchuyo, the ganze hutro. But it's a parsh, but Rebel Cholel was the boyois, and Simon Tess, that Shita Saramban or Shita Sayad Rama, when I say it in Shita Saramban, that it's Mamesh Hutar Michloloi. So if we learn Mamesh, Mamesh Hutar Michloloi, and the Yishesach was never Nesar B'chai Gavna B'mokim Yibum, was never Yisu. If the Yishesach was never Nesar B'chlal B'mokim Yibum, so what's passed the Yishter? It's Nishtok and Yishter. So if we say that the Rishonim never meant it, B'seger. But if the Rishonim meant it, was passed the Ishtar? It's not a starke Kasha. Was passed the Ishtar? The Yishesach was never Nesar. Ishtar is when it's an Isu, and after one Isu is also, and one is Mutter, but maybe the ganze Sach is Mutter. But if not, it's an Ishtar in Ishtar. There's no Ishtar in Bichlal. So, what is Lechul and Muchach that the Gemara now for sure didn't learn like that? In this Shlav in the Gemara, we have to learn that the gather of the Yishesach is Now that the pshat is that the ishesach is not nesar b'mokim yibum, that it's nesar mitaheter. So shalom, what is the nusach? So Reb Nochum used the nusach that in the Rambam in Tshuva, Reb Elchanan brings it down in Siman Lamed Vav, in the end of Ois Beis, the old ones in the Ashmotes, that the ganze shtikluteri that the ishesach was not nesar b'mokim yibum, that it's hutar michlolo, it's like chelev chayo. We said, chelev behemeh is asu, chelev chayo is muter. Like Paris Ola, after the 5th year, you're allowed to eat it. It's not a pshat Ola mitaheter. It's only Alibe de Rabbana. But Alibe de Abba Shaul. That Abba Shaul said that if you're not Mechavel Lashem Mitzvah, you have Aveire. Lefi Abba Shaul, Avad Etz Eset Echel Eisese. Mele, our sugi is Lefi Abba Shaul. La Aloche, we pass on as Evi Rabbana. Our sugi is Alibe de Abba Shaul. It's not a doichak to say that our sugi is Alibe de Abba Shaul. Because the Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph said, Homani Abba Shauli. And then the Gemara bring the whole Braisa and our Mishneh. So we gave it Abba Shaul. I'm asking, it's a very big doichat. And the Amr and Nusach to say it, now that the Rambam himself says, Klor, in Tshuva, Rabbi Cholim brings down, that he only said it Alibed Rabbonon. Alibed Abba Shaul, it's Avada Esed Echeloisa say, if you don't have a Kavona, it's not good. Another Nusach is to say, Avada, Kozman, the Gemara needs Ishtere, the Gemara doesn't have a different Mahalach, why you need Oleo? So you will have to learn that Yibum is a Esed Echeloisis, and it's a Ishtere, and you need a Leo. But you're looking for a reason for a Leo. Musmen zogin that it's a Svorev Ishtere, Musmen zogin that the Gedder of Yibum is Esed Eiche, and you have a Eter, and it's a Svorev Ishtere. Oh, but Ravada, when the Gemara will say later, Erve Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro, Medafnish zogin das. So the Nusach, Ech Shaloiya the Vail is, Lefita is that Fakert our sugi is much more geschmack, but it's a parsha von Esed Eich, it's a parsha von Hutrof and a Heter, Kevin the Ishtere Ishtere. But if it's a pshat, that was never Nesar, like Loshon HaRambam, we said it in the Halachas. What is the Arayas? Achoyse Bitoi? Eishes Ach She'en Leibonim. This is the Arayas. As if Achoyse Ishtere Achal Misa. She was never Nesar. Pazishkin Ishtere. Pazishkin Ishtere. The Moshe. You know, Achoyse Ishtere Achal Misas Ishtere Ishiz Mutar. Right? So I'm asking you, Shalom. My brother is married to my Achoyse Ishtere. And now my wife dies. No, agav that Achis Isha now is mutar. The Ishisach is also mutar. Say Ishtere. Your brother is married to Ishisach and Achis Isha. And your wife dies. There's no Achis Isha. No, say Kevin Achis Isha is Ishtere. Avade. It's not Ishtere. Achis Isha was only also. More from that. Your brother is married to someone and divorces her. No, the Ishis Isha goes away. No, agav the Ishtere Ishis Isha. Ishtere Ishisach. So marry Eva Ishisach when she gets divorced. The Israel Ishizesh is close when she's married. So if you learn, but maybe the Gemara doesn't make sense. So what are the two? Other the Gemara gate Alibed Abba Shaul. Other the Gemara gate Alibed Abba Shaul. Other, while in this shlav of the Gemara we needed to say Ishtere, so maybe we needed to learn that the Gedder of the Ishizach is that the Ishizach is Mutar. This is the Gedder of the Ishizach, that the Ishizach is Mutar. And the Ishizach is Hutar, Machmas Esed Echeloishese. Le Maskone, we don't need to say that. We don't hold from Ishtere, and take a passage in Ishtere le Maskone. Because take it's Hutar Michloloi, and take a passage in the passage of Ishtere. So, it's a doichak dike teretz, but now we get zurück to this Yisuge in Eishe Sach, we have to think that all of this Suge doesn't stim, doesn't have a mahalach, if we learn together that Eishe Sach was never Nesa. I just want to finish with one shayle, Hashem Ne'ore, that someone was ma'ayur to me amol. Remember, we mentioned the kashif in the Ochlaner. Shvare kashif in the Ochlaner. Let me get to the kashif. This is shown in the Ochlaner. Why? We said we're too shlovim how the Metzora goes into the Beis HaMikdash. First, he comes to Esed Echeloisa said to walk into the Arabais. And when he wants to push his fingers in, we have to come to Ishtere. So the shaila is, why you have to use the Ishtere only in the second shlav? Why we don't use it in the first shlav? In the first shlav is no Ishtere because the Metzora was never also to go in, like the Teis Yishani. But the Ochlaner asked the Kasha, but say Ishtere, while he's allowed to put his fingers in. So the male, and it's the same Aveire, even if it's later, let it to make Ishtere that he's allowed to go into the Arabais. We mentioned the Shmer Ochlaner. The fifth place is the Kasha is not a Kasha. He's allowed to do a Bias Miktas. But to go into the Arabais, he has to do a Bias Kuloi. And a Bias Kuloi, we didn't find the Ishtere. If they said, both the Rutsim of Tesis, that he only has an Ishtere and a Bias Miktas. So was fragt am Pelletiger Ochlaner? Ich starte von Matthäus. Was fragt der Ochlaner? The Ishtere that is allowed to put in the finger will let him to walk into the Arabais. Tesis says himself that Ishtere only lets a finger. To walk in, what?
Koshkin. Koshkin.
Yeah, but Kosh can be as mikzas, not be as kuloi. It's an andere beer. If be as mikzas is mutter, not be as kuloi is mutter. If be as mikzas, if we say that be as mikzas and be as kuloi, what I'm saying, noch lener is a schwer hoch lener, how is medame this ishtere to this ishtere. But if we say the ishtere is on a be as mikzas, and be as kuloi is an andere sach, we'll take the first terrors. Be as mikzas is a drosche, this is a davar mefurish vater. We'll take the first terrors of thesis. Maybe the second Teretz of Teisis, you could start with that. What is the first Teretz of Teisis? We found Ishtar and Dover She'enu Mefurish Batoiro. We didn't find Ishtar and Dover Mefurish Batoiro. Now to walk into Arabayis is Dover Mefurish Batoiro, it's B.S. Kula. The second Teretz, actually, we can dance. And what is the first Teretz says? Hashem was matter this. And Dover Mefurish Batoiro, we didn't find that Hashem is matter. You know, Dover Mefurish Batoiro? To go into the Arabayis. Nutz Hashem morgen, mit Davshin gehen weiter, und ich betake in Rebel Chonon, in Simen Yud Alef, Ois Ches, he has two mehalchim, how to learn the whole Gemara in Dav Ches and Mud Alef here. In Simen Yud Alef, Ois Ches, Dav Gen Ine Veine Gut, and Nutz Hashem, zu gehen rein zu Simen.
I was there. I saw that he says he compares.